Bobby Connor for South Carolina ETV Radio here at the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston. February is Heart Health Month. It's estimated that one in every three women in the United States has some form of cardiovascular disease. To talk about heart health for women in South Carolina and to offer a plan to improve heart health is Dr. Eric Powers from the Medical University of South Carolina. Dr. Powers, as co-medical director of the Heart and Vascular Center at MUSC, can you tell us how common heart disease is for women in our state?
I'm sorry to say that South Carolina does not do very well with cardiovascular disease in women. We have the highest risk of stroke of any state in the country, and we are third highest risk for any form of cardiovascular disease in the entire country.
Those figures are certainly very troubling, and I'm wondering, is there anything very specific that women can do to help prevent heart disease?
There is a lot that can be done. It's worth noting that, in fact, heart disease is the leading cause of death in women across the entire country, with many more deaths from heart disease than from any form of cancer, and many more deaths from heart disease from some of the cancers of particular concern, like breast cancer. There's been an interesting trend in deaths from heart disease over the last 20 years, and that is the number of deaths from heart disease has actually been going down, so that even though cardiovascular deaths are the most common cause of deaths in women, the numbers are actually improving over time. And so part of the question is, why has that been improving, and what can we do to make that even better? It's been estimated that of the improvement in survival, in the decrease in number of deaths, that about half of that comes from women taking better care of themselves with risk prevention.
Now, let's talk specifically about risk prevention. What can we do, maybe through all the ages of our lives as women, to make our hearts healthier?
I think if I had to pick a single issue which should be addressed, it has to do with obesity. It's been estimated that 30% of girls under the age of 20 are obese, and over two-thirds of adult women are obese.
What other recommendations can you offer to women to improve heart health?
There are a couple others. Among the other areas where women are not particularly taking good care of themselves includes things like exercise, where it's estimated that less than 20% of women really exercise regularly in a way which would improve their health. Smoking is another big issue. There are about 17 or 18% of women in the United States who are still smoking. That number is down, so that's a positive trend, but it's still too high a number. So I think the answer is watching weight, not smoking, and exercising would go a long way towards improving health of American women.
What about stress, Dr. Powers? Does stress create added risk to the heart?
That's a very controversial issue. Stress must be a bad thing if there's too much of it, but it's been very hard to link stress with heart attacks. And the problem, of course, for all women listening is that there's no way to get away from the stress in your lives. So I guess I would counsel to relieve stress as best you can, but how much effect it has on developing heart problems really is not completely clear.
Dr. Powers, thanks so much for providing this update about what women can do to keep their hearts healthy.
You're welcome.
From the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston, I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina ETV Radio.